Welcome to the Daily Dad Podcast, where we provide one lesson every single day to help you with your most important job, being a parent. I'm Ryan Holiday, and I draw these lessons from ancient philosophy, modern psychology, practical wisdom, and insights from parents just like you all over the world. Thank you for listening, and we hope this helps. Well, Mother's Day is coming up, and I was just thinking about what I might get my wife and my mom. It's perfect timing because today's sponsor is the perfect gift that captures all your mom's stories forever. It's called Storyworth. Storyworth, which I've actually gotten as a Father's Day present myself, helps you preserve precious memories and stories from your mom or mother's figure for years to come. Each week, Storyworth emails your loved one a thought-provoking question that you get to help pick. And then they make the writing process a breeze. They just have to respond to that email with a story, long or short. And then they email you the response, so you get to enjoy it as it's happening. But after that year of trips down memory lane, Storyworth compiles your loved one's stories and photos into a beautiful keepsake hardcover book that you'll be able to share and revisit for generations to come. Families love Storyworth. That's why it has more than 25,000 five-star reviews on Trustpilot. Give all the moms in your life a unique, heartfelt gift you'll all cherish for years, Storyworth. Right now, save $10 on your first year with Storyworth. Go to storyworth.com/dailydad. That's storyworth.com/dailydad. storyworth.com/dailydad. Nobody is better than your kids. The great physicist Richard Feynman had a father who instilled in his brilliant son an interesting perspective about the world. Sitting down, he would lay the newspaper out on the table and ask his boy questions about what they saw and read. Once, when they came upon a photo of the Pope blessing a group of believers, Richard's father asked his son if he knew the difference between the Pope and his followers. And then, before Richard could answer, he said, "The difference is the hat. He's wearing a hat." His dad would repeat the same exercise, whether it was a photo of a general with stars on their collar or a wealthy executive with an expensive suit. After years in the uniform business, Feynman's father knew that people were people, whatever clothes their job dressed them in. He wanted his son to realize that nobody was better than him, that everybody was equal, no matter who they were and what they accomplished. You can imagine this gave his young son a lot of confidence, confidence that your children could benefit from. Just because other kids live in bigger houses or have more illustrious last names, does that mean they are better? Just because other kids do or don't wear glasses, do or don't have their own car, do or don't go on weekend ski trips, do or don't receive financial aid, what does that mean? It means nothing. If you want to raise a kid that challenges the status quo, that fulfills their potential, that looks at the world without prejudice, teach them that. The other side of that lesson for Feynman was humility, and it's why you should teach it to your kids too. Feynman didn't think his Nobel Prize made him special. In fact, he was reluctant to accept it because he disliked the pomp and circumstance, and he knew that accolades don't make you any more or less right. He didn't need a special hat to feel good about himself, and he didn't like the attention when the work is what mattered. Nobody is better than your kids, and your kids are not better than anyone else. The sooner they realize that, the better. Thank you for listening to the Daily Dad Podcast. Leave us a review in iTunes. It helps a great deal. Really appreciate it. And of course, if you know any other dads who could benefit from these messages, please let them know.